If someone who has worldly means sees a brother in need and refuses him compassion, how can the love of God remain in him? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brethren, I did prepare a 2-minute homily today, but apparently you don't have to go to school, so we don't have to keep to that so much. In our scriptures today, what it says here is really important. If someone who has worldly means and sees a brother in need and refuses him compassion, how can the love of God remain in him? It's something that should challenge each of us. I was praying over this all last night as I was coming back from Santa Fe and from Albuquerque. How can the love of God remain in someone who, seeing his brother in need and having means, does not have compassion on him? Do you know what the word compassion means? Compassion. It's composed of two words. Two words, cum and passio. Cum meaning with, together. We've talked about that word before in a Sunday homily, but passio, what does that word mean? Passion. And what does passion mean? It's not that thing that caused you to amorously grab your wife or husband. That's not what passion is. Passion is suffering. Isn't that what we call la pasión del Cristo? The passion of Christ? To have passion is to have a willingness to suffer, a willingness to engage in suffering because there's something greater at the end of it. And so compassion means that we unite ourselves together with the passion or the suffering of somebody else. We have to have that compassion if the love of God is actually to remain within us. That's what the Sacred Heart of Jesus is all about. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is not about sharing just in the ecstasies of the love of God. It's about being willing to share within his sufferings. Because the Sacred Heart of Jesus is constantly offended and is always in suffering. And so too, here on this first Friday, our Lord invites us to share within that same suffering which his heart feels as our brothers and sisters are without. You may think that as a young man or a young woman, look, I don't have any money to give away to people. What is these worldly means that I'm supposed to give to somebody who I see who needs something? Maybe you can't. Maybe there isn't something physically that you can give. You don't carry around money and things like that to attend to somebody who you're encountering at school or on the side of the road or something like that. But our Lord's passion wants you to have compassion with them in a different way. Think of it this way. When you're at school, you see somebody who is suffering. Maybe not financially. Maybe they're suffering because they're being bullied. Maybe they're suffering because nobody wants to spend time with them because they're an outcast in some sort of way, because they're not as cool as other people are. What our Lord causes us to do is to say, have compassion upon them with the worldly means that you have, which is your own self-confidence, and go and be with that person. Go and break up that disagreement that's going on. Go and be the Spirit of God in that moment. That's what our Lord is actually calling us to do, to step out of it. We have a worldly means, which is the grace which God gives us today in Holy Mass, where he comes to be with us in Holy Communion, and we receive him if we can. And if we're able to receive him, then we're able to take that same means, which is a spiritual means, much greater than any worldly means that we could ever have, and bring Christ, Jesus, the Sacred Heart, into that situation. That's what our Lord is really calling us to do. Because if we don't, how can the love of God remain in us? See, the love of God is that one thing which is necessary to enter into heaven. If we have not the love of God in us, when we pass from this earth, we will not experience the love of God in eternity. You see, what mortal sin does is it kicks out the love of God from our lives so that we don't remain in the love of God. And so if you and I are to actually attain to the love of God, which is to be in heaven forever, we have to, if we see our brothers and sisters who are suffering, we have to have that same compassion toward them, which means to give them not just a worldly means, which is very important, but also a spiritual means to lift up their souls. Let this be a challenging word that our Lord speaks to us, because he wants that love to remain in us. And I know that each of you here are coming to Mass on a day when you don't have to. You want to have that. And the love of God must be in you in some way, which has drawn you to his Eucharistic banquet here today. Let our Lord's words challenge you as we prepare to receive him, to receive his love, which is the Eucharist itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.